pipe organ at the Fox Theater in St. Louis. And then 7 years later, he traveled around representing the Kahn Organ Company for several years. And I also found out that he ended up, for the last 10 years, he just retired last year, but he and his wife bought a historic theater from 1927 in downtown Hart, Michigan, and he custom-built a theater pipe organ into the place and played music for people. He would play and they would show silent movies and he would play the music to it. So he really kept it going for his whole life. I mean, he just retired apparently last year. And yeah, we're hearing him in the background right now. This is that first song was Saucy Suzette. And this is from his album Saucy Suzette. And now we're hearing Tijuana Taxi. So I'm going to let you hear a little bit of Dale, and then I'll be back to sign off in a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Dale Zeiger from his album Saucy Suzette. That was Misty. This is I Wish You Love. Wrap it up with that one for tonight. Thanks everybody for listening in. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Scott Williams, who's filling in tonight for Becky for Honky Tonk Radio Girl. And then from 9 to midnight, stay tuned for Sydney. We'll see you next week. We're going to just let it finish out with a little more Dale. Dale Zeiger from the Saucy Suzette album.
This old crazy world stops turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that were burning. Lay your head on my pillow, hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the rainbow blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time.
Today I passed you on the street, and my heart fell at your feet. somebody else stood by your side, and she looked so satisfied. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. A picture from the past came slowly stealing as she kissed your lips and smiled so tenderly.
Lights are bright all through the night in Honky Tonk Town. Each cabaret seems bright and gay when love has turned you down. The jukebox plays two broken hearts, the saddest kind of song. And red wine flows each night for those whose love affair went wrong. For them it's just a one-way street, a road of no return. For each heartache, a drink they'll take, but still the memories burn. Just smoke-filled rooms and cheap perfumes and the call for another round. Life wasn't sweet to those you meet in Honky Tonk Town. Town. No longer proud, I've joined the crowd and laid my honor down. Visions of the one I love keeps gnawing at my soul. Now my heart pines neat flashing signs in an atmosphere so cold. I'm headed down that one-way street, a road of no return. Each heartache a drink I'll take, but still the memories burn. Just smoke-filled rooms and cheap perfumes and the call for another round. With a broken heart, I'm now a part of Honky Tonk Town.
Thank you. Oh, the 1 hour, it does go speeding on by, doesn't it? Hey, friends, you're tuned to the Honky Tonk Radio Girl Hour. I am not the Honky Tonk Radio Girl. Excuse me. My name is Scott. Ordinarily, join you on Monday afternoons from 3:01 till 6 p.m., 3 hours of freeform radio, which enables me to stretch out, ease into things, take my time. Not so the hour-long country music radio program. Christ, a significant portion, a significant slice of this pie has already been removed, and we've only heard 2.5 songs. Thank you so much, Becky, for asking me to do the show for you this evening. We just heard a great one of them speedy guitar duos in the mold of, for instance, Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant, or have I got that backwards? That was Jody Carver and Johnny Cucci doing Limehouse Blues. Before that, Hank Thompson singing about what a great idea it is to hang out in Honky Tonk Town. And at the top of the set, Ish Phillips' orchestra performing live at your house party in the Watchung View Inn in Somerville, New Jersey, with the country and western medley. Whoops.
Oh, brother!
Well, we haven't got much time. So let's jump right back into it. I think I have something queued up. Oh, I sure do. Oh, look at that. It's a minute and 57 seconds long. Well, let's just go with it. Here comes Wiley Barkdahl here on Freeform Radio. WFMU is the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program with Scott filling in with you.
be all alone, 'cause she is moving somewhere far away, not slow. You know I tried so hard to please her. She says she really had to go. Even though this time it really hurts me bad, I've been through so much. Jesus, not the first break I had, and I just can't let it bring me down so low. You know I tried so hard to please her. There must be something more to know.
Sweet mom, can you Everywhere I go, I'm always lonesome. won't be my gal no more. Rambling and liquor will drive my blues away. Rambling and liquor will drive my blues away. But it won't bring back my loving gal to me. The older lady, I'll always be a rambler. Drink my rye and gin. I'll always be a rambler. Drink my rye and gin. There will never be a gal can wreck me again. The older lady.
Usually I'm not even on mic yet at this point, but we're halfway through with the program. All right. Oops, I forgot to update the playlist. So, we actually finished not with the Everly Brothers, but with Gene Autry singing I've Always Been a Rambler. Before that, we heard the Everly Brothers singing Hank Cochran's great tune. Hank Lachlan. I've been here for 14 hours. We heard the Everly Brothers singing Hank Lachlan's great tune, Send Me the Pillow You Dream On. Chitlin' Folks, prior to that, which was a Betty Servert side project, Carol Van Dyke, with a guy named Pascal DeWeese from a Dutch band called Suki Love, doing the Front Porch Americana thing there with their cover of Graham Parsons' Juanita. Prior to which, Graham himself sang How Much I've Lied. Before that, Donna B., host of a number of excellent programs here on WFMU, most recently The Gateway to Joy. Donna with R. Stevie Moore singing Graham Parsons' Tried So Hard. We heard the great Anna Hilberg, San Francisco Bay Area-based music teacher and songwriter, and just puts out incredible pop country-tinged records. What to Do with the Lights Out was the name of the song we heard from Anna Hilberg. And at the top of that set was Wiley Barkdahl. Gosh, that set was 15 minutes long. I really should stop stretching my legs so much. This is shameful. Wiley Barkdahl singing Hey Honey. You're going to kill me now. The next song is actually about 5 minutes long. I feel guilty already. This is a collaboration between the great Eugene Chadbourne and Jim McHugh, guitar player from most notably Sun Watchers, proprietor behind the great Williamsburg venue known as Property is Theft. Here's the two of them from their record Country Music Highway and a song called Highway 23 on the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program. Scott Williams, your proprietor tonight, as Becky has the night off. She'll be back next week. Do stay tuned. Freeform Radio, WFMU. Don't go anywhere.
It's Highway 23. The country and western highway. Highway 23. with an outhouse used by the Carter family. Come along, you see. Take a C and a B, a P. Out on the country and western road, Highway 23. Everybody cracks up on George Jones Road. Hit a tree or hit a sign. The race is on until Barbara Mandrell Lane, where the drivers break their mind. Brooks and Dunn get only one lane, and it's not even paved. It's where you find Jesus, but your car can't be saved. It's Highway 23. The country and western highway. Country highway 23. Dottie took the west exit on Route 23, and she never even made it to the Grand Ole Opry.
No, Last night I had the strangest dream that I have ever dreamed. I was a boy again, just barely in my teens, wandering through the woods and hills that towered above our town, and in the rocks and brush, the entrance to a cave I found. And like most any young boy would, I crawl into the cave. And through the damp, dark darkness, then I slowly made my way. Tunnel after tunnel, going this old way and that, until suddenly I knew I didn't know where I was at. I tried to find the way out, but it seemed to be in vain. The more I tried, the more confused and frightened I became. At last, in sheer exhaustion, I collapsed and fell asleep, until the distant roar and sound of thunder wakened me. The thunder boomed, the earth it shook, I trembled in my fear. Surely this must be the worst storm in a thousand years. And all the time the fury of the storm just seemed to grow, until suddenly it ended with a great earthquaking blow. I then begin to crawl around, and what a stroke of luck. I saw above a tiny light, and so I followed up. And soon I crawled from out of what I thought would be my grave. And what I saw, it made me wish I was back down in the cave. For there was not a blade of grass, a tree, or bush around. Not even one small bug crawling on the parched burnt ground. And looking down the hill, I saw the shambles of a town where people used to live before the bomb came down.
Paul
did pray for God to wash his sins away. I started home to change my life, to see my loving, neglected wife. I found her weeping o'er the bed because our infant babe was dead. I told her not to cry or weep. Our little baby had gone to sleep. Its little soul had passed away to ring with Christ an endless day. I knelt her down and prayed a prayer that God might save and bless us there. And now I live a better life in a Christian home and a loving
What do you think? We got to replace this needle? I think Turntable 2 has seen better days. Hey, you're tuned to the waning moments of the Honky Tonk Radio Girl Hour with guest host me, Scott, with you tonight. We just heard the Leuven Brothers singing The Drunkard's Doom. Johnny Paycheck sang about the cave and how you better not come out because, well, it's like what happened to Burgess Meredith when he came out from the bank vault. In 1959. Crick Diependorf before that performing Eddie Van Halen's showcase piece Eruption upon his banjo. And at the top of the set, the prolific and excellent banjo player Eugene Chadbourne performing with Jim McHugh singing Highway 23 from their Country Music Highway. My name's Scott, I think I told you that. We got like 13 minutes left. Sydney is in the wing, she's ready to take you through till your Thursday morning. I best hurry. Okay, Towns.
I won't say I love you, babe. Won't say I need you, babe. But I'm gonna get you, babe, and I will not do you wrong. Living's mostly wasting time, and I waste my share of mine. But it never feels too good, so let's don't take too long. For you're soft as glass, and I'm a gentleman. And we got the sky to talk about, and the world's a light pond. Days up and down they come, like rain on a conga drum. Forget most, remember some, but don't turn none away. Everything is not enough, and nothing is too much to bear. Where you've been is good and gone, all you keep's the getting there. Well, to live's to fly, all alone. So shake the dust off of your wings and the sleep out of your eyes. It's goodbye to all my friends. It's time to go again. But think of all the poetry and the picking down the line. Well, I'll miss the system here. The bottom's low and the treble's clear, but it don't pay to think too much on things you leave behind. Well, it may be gone, but it won't be
I'll be a bringing back the melody and rhythm that I find. We all got holes to fill, and them holes are all as real. Some fall on you like a storm, sometimes you dig your own. But choice is yours to make, and time is yours to take. Some dive into the sea, some toil upon the stone. Where to live's to fly, all low and high. So shake the dust off of your wings, sleep out of your eyes. Oh, shake the dust off of your wings and tears out of your eyes.
Stone, these are the rules for being. would be all right to watch one go. I just want somebody with a sentimental feeling in the hole in you. But honey, who do you say goodbye to when there ain't no? Somebody to love me tonight, you. It would be all right to love me right. I want a dream to make it seem as real as you. But honey, who do you say goodbye to? Somebody I don't wanna talk to. I don't mind the blues, that's what I want to. If my baby don't cry when I say bye-bye,
that's the sound of goodbye, isn't it now? Take me home, Johnny Denver. Michael Hurley, who we tragically lost last year. But, God, there's so much great, great music to remember him by. From 1984, we heard Michael Hurley singing Somebody to Say Bye-Bye To. Well, I suppose for right now, that's going to be you, my friend. Edith Frost, 1997, Calling Over Time. Gorky's Zygotic Monkey from roughly around that same time, maybe a couple years later, Faraway Eyes. And Townes Van Zandt did To Live Is to Fly. That's everything we heard. And I want to thank you for indulging me tonight, and I want to thank Becky for inviting me to do this tonight, and we're going to say goodnight. My name's Scott. I'll see you again on Monday afternoon at my usual scheduled radio time, 3:01 to 6 p.m. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, worldwide online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Sydney's coming right up. Bye.
kiss a girl.